G'day, I'm Woz.
And I'm Nick, sometimes Coxie, mostly Nick.
This is the Tradies in Business podcast, and we're here to share a bunch of tips, ideas, tactics that you can put in place to get change happening in your trade business right now.
If you're really lucky, we're going to entertain you with a few mum jokes, and more importantly, a bunch of fantastic guests that will educate you in all things you need to know about trade business, but we do promise to do it with a whole bunch of fun along the way.
I'm a self-confessed idiot, so strap yourself in and enjoy another episode.
It is Friday.
Hello, Coxie. We got the black memo.
We did get the black memo. Are you black or are you navy? I can't quite tell.
It's black and it's got a brand thing on the front, which I don't normally wear because I don't like promoting brands when we're doing our professional thing, but it's podcast morning and I forget that these go to our YouTube channel as well.
Anybody watching over on YouTube will see that we are wearing the same thing for episodes in a row because we are batching out the content this Friday morning.
Oh, you're letting people know our secrets, Coxie.
Pretty sure we've told them a few times, but we've got a busy couple of weeks. We've got next week, we've got on, and this won't work for anyone that's listening because this will have gone live well after this event.
So this is like Back to the Future, where you're listening to us talk about something that's already happened, but for us it's in the future, but for you it's in the past.
It's really confusing. I'm struggling to keep up. It's Friday morning. Next week, it's our coaching week. So we are jam-packed full of awesome sessions with our incredible clients. And then we've got a workshop on the Wednesday afternoon. And the following week, guess what? It's ladies' retreat week. It's time for us girls to get out and have a hoedown.
Not really. Kick the heels up and take over a part of Queensland. We'll keep it a secret location so nobody crashes the party, huh?
Well, when does this one go live?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look at the schedule. Anyway.
We're heading up to a very sunny part of Queensland, which means I'm out for most of the week. So if we don't batch, you don't hear. And here we are, batching today.
There you go. So we're not batching living on your own. We're batch recording and about to talk about, well, it's not really a rant. We just want to highlight some unhelpful behaviours that we are observing with people, which is pretty much perpetual, of complaining about stuff but not really doing anything about it. Do I do this, Coxie? I think I do.
I think we probably all do at times, Warwick. Let's call out the behaviour for what it is. Sometimes it's easier to get stuck in the complaining than it is to choose a different heart.
I think I grumble about stuff that I either have no control over, which is dumb, because I don't have any control over it, so why complain about it?
Correct.
And I get bent out of shape about things that I also have no control over. So this is another one of those, Warwick, get some therapy sessions on the podcast. Maybe this is why we don't have more listeners.
Well, it's Friday. Who cares? We can do as we please.
I know. It's fuck it Friday, so we'll just talk about whatever. Because it's my damn podcast, Coxie, along with you, of course.
Yes.
But it is really kind of annoying, especially when we see it in the same person, right? Mm-hmm. It'd be like me. If I just kept complaining about my crappy haircuts that my barber keeps doing, but not changing barber or not saying anything to the barber, that's just silly. Like, that's such a waste of energy. It's so toxic to me as the individual when I could just take a simple step to change it. I'm not willing to take the action, so I just keep complaining about it.
Sadly, we see it a lot. We are very active in our community with the trade space, whether it be on social media or it's via the podcast or it's through our email marketing. We get lots of feedback all the time. We get lots of DMs. We get lots of direct messages on the bottom of posts. We get lots of emails in reply from a lot of people that are really feeling stuck, or they're feeling frustrated, or they're feeling confused. And so we give them a great bunch of feedback and a great bunch of information to assist them, and we rarely see them take the next step. And the next step is the key to choosing a different heart. I'm not here to tell you that it isn't hard to make some of the change that many of you want in your life, whether it be changing your health, whether it be changing your wealth, whether it be changing your lifestyle or changing whatever it is, your business, anything at all. So many people don't take that next step because it feels too hard. But you've got to ask in 5 years' time, what was harder? Was it making that next step, making the change, doing something different? Or was it staying exactly where you are and 5 years later still feeling frustrated by it? 12 months later even. Doesn't even need to be a giant for you, a small for you. And so when we're discussing this morning what we could put on the table, I was feeling really frustrated by a bunch of people that I've noticed recently making lots of complaints about things that they can change. They have the power to change. They can take a step forward, be motivated, do something different. And for them, they've decided it's too hard. So then I asked, well, why complain?
Yeah, that's the thing that's – maybe they don't realize they're complaining, Nick.
That's a fair point. I don't suppose I've thought about it that way.
Maybe it feels good to complain.
For what reason?
Because it – I don't know if it feels good. So I'm now trying to think from a solution-finding perspective or a diagnosis point of view of all of the psychology and professional development and self-help books and stuff that I've read over the years, courses I've been to. And there's a theory, one theory, that would suggest that that complaining meets an emotional need for the individual.
Mm.
So when I whinge about, I don't know, my hair cut and the barber not doing it the way I want, but not taking any action around it, I tick a box because I've had a say or I've addressed the issue by complaining about it. And I think what's worse is other people then buy into that and go, yeah, that's really shit, man. Like you think they'd do something about it, or, you know, why don't they do a survey or something? Like, what, $55 for that? Far out. Yeah, I'd be pissed off too, mate. Mm-hmm. I think other people jump in and validate our stupid whinging instead of saying, why don't you change hairdressers, Woz?
So in running with the theme here of this being a counselling session for work, does that mean when you complain, I can just say, well, why don't you do this? Is that actually helpful?
To call someone on that?
Yeah.
I think it is, but I think a lot of people aren't willing to do that. I sort of bounced off in a different direction here. For the record, listeners, I'm very happy with my barber, and it's why I'm still seeing him after 3 years. I'll be screwed if he ever quits the business. I've threatened to come and find him and burn his house down if he does. But I actually had this conversation with – I had to use a different barber a couple of times, and he's pretty good as well. Two dudes in the same barbershop, like they know my haircut. They do a good job. And I was with the other guy, and, you know, he went and got the mirror and he held it up at the back and he said, how's that, Woz? And I said, yeah, perfect as always, mate. And he said, awesome, thanks, brother. And I said, so, Rich, does anybody ever say, actually, I'm not really happy with what you've done there, mate? And he said, nah, not very often. Usually, they're just a dickhead. And I thought, well, maybe that's why they don't say anything.
Yep.
Meanwhile, this guy's like 6 foot and 110 kilos of...
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything.
...of, you know, tattoos and piercings and, you know... I was like, yes, it's good, thanks. please don't cut me. But he said some people that do say stuff just can't be pleased. It's like you just couldn't do it right no matter what you tried. But most people just don't have the self-respect to actually say, oh, could you do it a bit shorter? They just go, yeah, that's good.
This is a fascinating
thing. And then they complain to their friends about it.
Yeah. I've got a kid. So out of the five, there's probably only one, maybe two. I'm not going to identify which side of the family they're from. I wonder if Warwick guesses. But I do have one kid who will absolutely say, no, I'm not quite happy. Do you think you could do this? Or do you think, you know, when I explained before, I meant this. Could you try that? Hang on a minute. I'll just get your picture and show you the picture so that you could try and make it more like that. And has always done that. Isn't that assertive in other parts of this person's life? But when it comes to their appearance, is very assertive, but only for appearance.
Oh, okay. So here's the thing, right? Maybe we're straying into values where if we're willing to complain about it but not do anything about it, maybe it matters to us, but there's a values conflict. Let's talk about tradies, right? And our demographic that we talk to here on the show and the people that we work with. So your money's shit, your cash flow's shit, or you at least it's not where you want it to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which takes care of about 80% of trade business owners, right? The cash flow is not how they'd like it to be. But you're not taking action or even exploring what actions you could take, but you complain about, oh man, it's so tough being a tradie these days and bloody clients and, you know, the complaining, the victim stuff. And yet, Nick, you and I see people who have, you know, maybe flagged the fact that their cash flow's not where they'd like it to be.
Yep.
And then you see them on a holiday.
Yeah.
Or, oh, look, they've got a new car in their social media pics.
Yep. Well, they're buying.
They paid for that.
Things like takeaway coffees, or they're in a car instead of being at work all day. Or
yeah. So it's like, well, hang on. What's more important to you? Is it the cash flow, or is it the other stuff? And that's okay. I mean, it's not about me telling you which is the correct value.
No.
I think the problem is people are a bit unclear on what matters most.
Yep.
And so they get distracted by a lower ranking value of, well, I want to be able to have a takeaway coffee when I choose to. Or that's just important to them at some level because it feels good or they feel successful or something. I don't freaking know. I don't drink takeaway coffee all that often because, you know, I'm a hermit and I never leave my property. And I have a very nice coffee machine at home. Why would I go and pay $6 for something that's not even made the way I want? But the point being, you know, if you're going to pay $6 for a coffee, but, you know, you can't, I don't know, you can't pay yourself a decent wage. It's like there's a conflict there for me in values and perhaps recognition of what's the highest value.
Okay, I've got another angle. How often, this is not a rhetorical question, it's a real question to you. How often do we meet with trade business owners who are in a bind with their cash flow and we tell them, go and put your rates up by 10%? And they say, oh, no, I couldn't possibly.
Mm. So that's another different angle, Coxie, of like you're saying about choosing your hard. And also, look, that would have been me years ago, Nick. If you had have come to me in any of my businesses years ago as a coach and said, Boz, I know how you can fix your income problems, mate. You're working hard. You're not getting paid much. Charge more.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have told you to take a hike because I wasn't that confident. I would have said, oh, I can't do that. I can't charge more. I won't have any customers.
Mm.
Like no one will buy from me. Like it's hard enough as it is, Nick. And that wouldn't have been coming from a place of fact or testing or anything other than my own fear that just comes from a self-belief thing.
Mm.
You know, it's not actually founded in evidence or testing.
So regardless of which one of these angles we fall into or we look at or we digest, it still comes back to a very simple choice, doesn't it? Choosing your heart. Which one is harder long-term? Is it harder to have consistently bad cash flow long-term, or is it harder to make some of those changes that are necessary?
Oh, this and around money, Nick, it's insane. I was a financial planner for years. I think a lot of our listeners probably know that, but in a too many decades ago now, used to work with clients and they'd do the thing, exactly what you're talking about. Oh, we don't have any spare cash to invest or to pay off the mortgage quicker or whatever. And yet, you know, and back in the day, I'd be actually seeing people in their homes doing meetings with them and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've just walked past a BMW and a Lexus in the driveway. The lawn is immaculate. The kids all go to private school. Everyone's wearing branded clothing. The house is full of, you know, the latest and greatest everything. And they're sitting there saying they couldn't possibly make any additional mortgage payments. You know, there's a 700-inch flat screen TV on the wall that's plugged into the internet. So clearly they're streaming every media known to man. Every kid in the house has a device. It's like, you're full of shit. Mm-hmm. You've got plenty of capacity to pay more off your mortgage. If that's what you're telling me you really want to do, clearly you don't want to do it all that much, because what matters more to you is that when your friends come over, you've got, you know, the latest furnishings in the house. So sorry, Nick.
Okay, I was just going to point out there is no judgment here. We're not coming from a place of judgment. We're saying, you know what this really comes back to is the words don't match up with the actions.
Yeah, don't talk shit. Don't say things are tough.
100%.
And then go out for dinner for no particular reason. And I don't begrudge anyone going out for dinner. I love going out to a decent restaurant, although there's not many that I would go to. But I don't do it because I have other things that are more important. But I do a lot of work with my wife on what matters more, and we're clear on our goals. And so spending money on those things is, I don't feel like I'm missing out, because I could either go and spend $250 at a restaurant to have a meal that I could make at home for $30, or I could put that towards something with my mountain bike, which will bring me much more joy for a much, much longer period of time. Or I could put it in my share portfolio and it's going to fund my retirement. Or, you know, like, there's just, I think it's about being clear on, do my behaviors match my whinging? There you go. I've brought that all the way back around.
I think that to Warwick, of course, naturally, these episodes are about Warwick. but I think that's exactly what it is. It's if you're saying you're frustrated about something and you don't want to make a change, what are you complaining about? Realistically, you don't lose the right to be frustrated. And if you won't take the necessary steps to change the outcome, I don't understand what you're complaining about. You're obviously happy. You're demonstrating that you're happy with where you are.
Yeah, your actions tell everybody else whether or not it's actually an issue for you.
100%.
If it was, you'd do something about it. So have a think about it, listeners. Are you complaining about anything in your life? Are you doing anything about it? If not, maybe it's time to do one of two things. Stop pissing and moaning about it and accept that you've chosen that, or do something about it and that fixes the pissing and moaning anyway. How's that?
Choose your heart, people.
Thanks for sticking through another Fuck It Friday episode where we bounce all over the place like a pinball machine. We've got more episodes coming your way. We've got some great guests lined up. Nick and I will be obviously ranting and sharing some interesting perspectives on things. If you would like to stop complaining about your business and its performance, or the money in your bank, or the way your team are performing, don't complain about it. Don't listen to any more episodes trying to get free tips, you tight ass. Go to the website and get some free training from us instead. No, book a chat with us. Come and book a chat with Coxie and I. We're not that scary. 15 minutes, costs you nothing. We'll do a brainstorm with you, figure out what your number one blockage is. Maybe it's your whinging. And we'll give you a three-step plan to get out of it. So go to the website. You'll find the links on there to do that. We'd love to have a chat to you about it. And if you do, and you've come off this episode, you need to tell us that this is why you booked a chat. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I heard you talking about stop complaining about my cash flow and actually do something. So I booked a chat with you guys. I want to know.
Love it.
Thanks for listening.
Very.
Thank you.